top 10 rushers heading into 2018. We're going to show you the top five, but what was the criteria, Willie?
Well, there was a lot, but here's a few. So it started off with dominance over a period of time. I didn't want a guy who was just on the list for 1 year, but a guy who was able to handle protections, chip blocks, and double teams, and all the different things.
Got to take it over.
Got to take it over. So that's dominant. And then consistency. Like I said, I had a window of maybe 4 to 5 years because the young guys trying to get on the list. I understand, and I see what they're doing.
You got to be vested.
You got to be vested.
3 years, 3 games.
A little bit more. And then be a game changer. There are a lot of sacks that come when nobody really needs them. Now, I was a pass rusher, and every sack's a great sack, but in the garbage time. Well, you're a game changer. Did you knock the ball out, scoop and score, strip sacks, all those different
things. Third downs,
game on the line, you know what I mean.
Let's get to the top five. All right, I think this guy's a no-brainer when you mention all that criteria.
He is, and a lot of people question, well, he's been hurt for a couple of years, but he's also the 3-time Defensive Player of the Year. He's a very athletic interior defensive end. He can play a lot of different positions across the board, a lot of moves. One of the best swim moves
plays
in the game.
Plays a 3-10, 8-5-10.
He does it all, so he speaks for himself. Everson Griffin was a guy, though, that a lot of people don't talk about. He's on one of the best defenses in the league, but he's also a guy that has a lot of weapons in his arsenal. He has a lot of moves. You saw the chop spin right there. You'll see the speed rush right here. Just great hands, leverage, getting under with a rip and dip.
He's got great get-off, getting off the line.
Great get-off. You see him set the guy up. He already had beat this guy with a speed rush, so now he brings it back in. And then right here, watch the hands. Get the hands down, get around, lean, hit that circle. Get to the sack. So a very athletic guy that can do a lot.
Great acceleration through the quarterback. And when you get him against crowd noise, all right, in the dome, on silent count, on third down,
it's a problem.
He is a handful. How about number three?
Talking about a handful, here's the animal. Khalil Mack is a guy that's still growing into the pass rush defensive end mold. Still a guy that's learning. Most of the times you'll see that. You'll see a chip or a double team. Explosiveness, power, great leverage, gets off a block. His hands are like cement. So when he gets his hands on you like this, he gets off, and then he finishes the plays. Don't be disrespectful and put a tight end on him one-on-one.
No, you got to triple team him.
You got to triple team him, and he still gets to the quarterback. So once he starts to learn the position a little bit more and adds more moves to his game, he's going to be unstoppable. And, Sean, one more thing with him. When he gets to the quarterback the majority of the time, the ball is coming out. It's a strip. The ball is coming out. He's strong to the point.
Return of the Mac. Khalil, he's so strong.
I like that. Return of the Mac. I heard that.
You got that. All right, number two, Aaron Donald. Now, the top five list is great. These are all outside rushers. But this guy on the inside, he is so dangerous. I call him the butt-kicking leverage machine because he just gets lower than a lot of these guys. He does a great job running the rim there, but he's got great hands too. He could just a simple rip move right there, and a lot of these guys just have a hard time. They can't get underneath him. Here he is with a quick hand swipe outside and the double negative right there. Sack, force, fumble. He had 5 of those last season. A-gap to A-gap. He's in your backfield before quarterbacks can even throw the slant. So he's definitely a game wrecker, and I love the fact that you got the little guy.
Well, I had to. He's Defensive Player of the Year, and he's a monster inside.
He's a game wrecker.
Number one. I mean, this is a no-brainer. Von Miller has been consistently over since he's been in the league, one of the best pass rushers. We don't need to do a video because he does everything. We don't even have enough tape to put up everything that he does. His hands, his get off is probably the best I compare to Derek Thomas. He has a lot of different moves. The way he uses his leverage and his speed and his lean, all the different things that he does, game changer.
Yeah.
That's the epitome of a game changer right there.
That lean is so crucial. It's so athletic. Not many guys can do that lean. I tell you, I'm glad I'm not an offensive lineman that has to try to block these guys. But I do love saying this, man. It's almost Miller time.
It is.
The Irish Pub. If you want to find out the rest of Willie's top 10, you can go to NFL.com. McGinnis with a T, Helly, because I know you can't spell.